You know, like everything in life, you start at a certain point. You begin to mark your calendar. Before you know it, you're halfway through it. The football match, your education, oh, perhaps even your life cycle. For I beg to differ. Students debate. It feels like the halfway point already. The seventh season of Nigeria Info's I Beg to Differ debate is now in the round of 16. From here on, judges will select candidates who will advance to the quarterfinals. Now, there are only 8 slots in the quarterfinals, and that means these debaters will go toe-to-toe this week for a chance to get there and be there. Welcome to the broadcast. We are streaming live on Facebook and YouTube. I'm Femi Obong Daniels, and with me,
Yvonne Ohaifo Lagos. Welcome to the round of 16. Special thanks to our sponsor, May Brands Nigeria Limited. May Brands specializes in luxury watches and fashion accessories. Our partners for this tournament are Obiwizi and Just Food. Obiwizi is where you can get your gadgets, both brand new and pre-owned. Just Food makes Just Delight non-dairy ice cream.
We thank them. Special thanks coming from us here. The May Brands Nigeria Limited. There'll be more on them as we go. The winner of I Beg to Differ Students Debate Season 7 will receive 1 million naira, a GL G10 Pro tablet, a Green Lion folding laptop stand, a Green Lion 3-in-1 combo, a GP Pro gaming console, and a GL pocket power bank. A second place finisher will receive 500,000 naira, a GL G10 Pro tablet, a Green Lion 3-in-1 combo, a GL Champion mini speaker, and a mini handheld fan. The third place finisher will walk away with 250,000 naira, Green Lion Airbuds Pro, a Green Lion Smartwatch Ultra SE, a GL Champion mini speaker, and a mini handheld fan. All gadgets courtesy of Obiwizi.
That's right. For sponsorship, send an email to info@nigeriainfo.fm. If you want to join the brands like May Brands, Obiwizi, Just Food, to support I Beg to Differ, send an email to info@nigeriainfo.fm. Our judges are on standby and are ready to go. We have Dr. Chikengbe Adichie, who, by the way, is the chief judge. He is the head of Department of Communication, Media and Cultural Studies at Pan Atlantic University, Lagos, Nigeria. We also have Ishioma Araine, who is the head of Legal and Administration for AIM Group. Amabasi Ekove is the program officer at Budget Foundation, and Ufoma Egbamuno is the news manager. Cool, Wazobia Info.
Brilliant. It's time for us to go into the debate.
That's right.
And have we introduced the contestants yet? No, it's time to introduce them. For this 4 p.m. debate, we'd like to introduce first 14-year-old SS2 student of Inglewood Academy at Greek Ikorodu. Make welcome to Ajeki Igbe, Mercy Eyitola. How are you doing, Mercy?
I'm fine, thank you, sir.
It's good to see you again.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, I cannot wait for this debate. Are you ready, as I am?
Yes, sir.
All right. Her opponent is 13-year-old Kasmer Christabel Obianuju. She's an SS1 student of Sunmat Schools. Hello, how are you doing, Christabel?
I'm fine, thank you, sir.
Yeah. And what did we agree to call you last time, Christabel or Obianuju?
Christabel.
Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you, sir.
Are you ready for this?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Interesting. What's that topic again, Yvonne?
The topic for this round, the 4 o'clock hour, is that state policing will curb insecurity. The topic is state policing will curb insecurity. Mm. We are about to find out who supports the motion and who opposes the motion for this debate. And bear in mind, Lagos, that we've introduced you know, something to make the debate more seamless.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever wins this round,
yeah,
just before the 5 o'clock hour, will determine who. Okay. So whoever wins, you know what? Perhaps we should keep that for 5 o'clock. Well, for the 5 o'clock hour.
Maybe.
Yes.
It's a new one. It's the new kids will love it.
They will.
But just as a quick reminder of how they got here, Messi had argued in the playoff on sex education should be mandatory in schools. That was the argument. It was a walkover on that occasion.
That's right.
Right.
Yes.
But we still got to hear her
in order
to prep her here. And for Christabel, it was also a walkover. Her topic was religion should have no place in schools. So walkover for these two individuals.
This is
the first time that they are going to stare their opponent in the eye.
That's right. Remember, you were told to prepare for both sides of the topic. You will now pick the side you will argue.
Mm-hmm. So as that goes on, let me remind you of the rules. You'll get 3 rounds of debate each. The presentation round, the rebuttal round, and the closing rounds. Remember, in the rebuttal rounds, the whole idea is to listen to your opponent in their presentation rounds, make note of points you would like to rebut, and perhaps a few notes on what you would use to rebut them. And after that, you will have 3 minutes to rebut them. There is a possibility that you will have enough time left after you are done rebutting your opponent's point. If you have time left, you can go back to make more points of your own, perhaps points that you didn't have enough time to make in your presentation rounds, or points that you are thinking you might want to make in your closing rounds and you are not sure you have enough time. Do you understand? Or it could be points that just came as new ideas as your opponent was making their presentation rounds. Is that clear?
Yes,
remember, both of you, that the judges will award you points based on the number, quality, and originality of every unique point you make. They'll also judge your style based on the clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation. So, if you are both tied after the 3 rounds, you will engage in a tiebreaker round. For that tiebreaker round, you will switch sides, okay? And you'll have 5 minutes each to argue the position previously argued by your opponent. At that point, there will be no tying after that. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Let's start this debate.
That's right. Let's start. How did you both pick? I'll start with Kazmir. What side will you be debating today?
Oppose.
You are opposing the motion that state policing will curb insecurity. That leaves Ajakigbe Mercy with the supporting side. Fantastic. Lagos, it is time to debate. When we come back from this short break, you will hear the opening rounds.
The playoffs are over and the round of 16 is about to begin. The round of 16 features the strongest debaters from the round of 32. I am Yvonne Ohaifo. Join Femi Obong Daniels and me Mondays to Thursdays, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. to catch the action. I Beg to Differ Season 7. 32 debaters, now 16. One winner, 1 million naira. Sponsored by May Brands Nigeria and supported by Obiwizi and Just Food. For sponsorship, send an email to info@nigeriainfo.fm. I Beg to Differ, a tournament of champions.
All right, it is time to go. It is time to kick off this debate. We will start with the motion supporter, Ajakigbe Mercy Eyitola. She is 16 years old, a student of Englewood Academy, Ikorodu. She is an SS2. The first time she was introduced to us, well, she made it to the round of 16 through a walkover. So here it goes. Mercy, you have 3 minutes to support.
Yes, before the clock gets set. Just... to be sure, your friends know you as Mercy. Is that correct? Okay, so that's the name we'll be going by.
Fantastic. Mercy, you have 3 minutes now to open your argument.
The call for safe policing in Nigeria is not just a policy recommendation, but it embodies a transformative vision of security governance, where local authorities play a pivotal role in orchestrating targeted interventions that resonate with the unique sociocultural fabric of each region. The moderator, distinguished panel of judges, Akwebs and Kripa, our honorable contender, ever attentive listeners, ladies and gentlemen, good day. I am Ajekibe Mercetola, a prestigious student of Ingold Academy. I am in SS2. I am here to reminisce about the motion which says safe policing will cope in security. Join me as I dive into this topic. To begin with, it enhances response time to security threats as local officers are more familiar with their communities. According to research, the average response time to security emergencies in Nigeria is about 20 to 30 minutes, in some cases an hour, which is slow compared to countries with, like USA, with 5 to 10 minutes where they state police. Secondly, community engagement. Local police can build stronger relationships with their communities, fostering trust and cooperation in crime prevention. Furthermore, cultural sensitivity. State police can better understand and respect local customs and traditions, leading to a more effective law enforcement. In regions with diverse cultural backgrounds like Plateau States, state police can navigate delicate situations with cultural sensitivity. Also, flexibility in allocation of resources. State police can allocate resources according to local needs rather than relying on centralized decision making. In states like Kaduna, where farmer to elder conflicts are prevalent, state police can allocate resources to specifically address this issue. You must know that state police can develop customized security strategies to address specific challenges within their jurisdictions. States like Rivers have successfully implemented tailored security measures like to combat issues like oil theft and pipeline vandalism. In addition, faster information gathering. Local police have better access to information gathering. Within their communities, leading to a more effective crime prevention. Undoubtedly, decentralized authority. State policing reduces bureaucratic orders, allowing for quicker decision-making and action in emergency situations. During emergencies like riots and communal clashes, state police can demonstrate swift and decisive action due to decentralized authority. Moreover, state police are more accountable to their local governments and communities since they are more closer, leading to great transparency and oversight. Nevertheless, coercing with interagency cooperation, state police can work closely with other local agencies such as state security services and vigilante groups to enhance security measures. Importantly, economic benefits. Given that Nigeria has been losing most of our investors lately due to insecurity, no investor wants to invest or go to a place where their life is not secure. However, improved security through state policing will attract investment and stimulate economic growth at the local level. Next, adaptability to local dynamics. State police can adapt quickly to changing local dynamics and emerging security trends, leading to a proactive rather than a reactive approach to law enforcement. For instance, the presence of the Amatekun in the western region of Nigeria has proven to be a remedy in the fight against crime in that region. Lastly, accessibility to law enforcement services. The presence of state police in rural areas improves the accessibility to law enforcement services, ensuring the equal protection of all citizens under the law. In conclusion, security is not the absence of danger, but the presence of measures to deal with danger, and that's what state police have to offer us coming security nation. Thank you.
Thank you very much. If you get the chance during the rebuttal rounds, you can add the final points we're trying to make so that it can be scored. Thank you very much.
We will now go to the motion opposer. Her opponent, Kazmir Christabel Obianeju, she is 13 years old, a student of Sunmat School. She is in SS1. The topic again is state policing will curb insecurity. Christabel, you have 3 minutes to state your case, and those 3 minutes start now.
According to Section 214, Subsection 1 of the 1999 Constitution, it's provided there shall be a police force, and it shall be known as Nigerian Police Force, and there shall be no other police force in the federal allocation. The law prohibits and disallows any form of policing other than the federal or centralized police force. With this, I say, good and moderate, panel of judges, accurate and proper, code debate, and my esteemed judges. My name is Kasma Christabe, a representative of Summer School Badagry, and I'm here to oppose the motion which says that state policing will curb insecurity. Security is when lives and properties are protected. Security is what makes It's what makes citizens to sleep with their two eyes closed. Security is what allows local and foreign investors thrive without fear or danger to their life. Security is what allows citizens to have a state of sense of safety and certainty. This can only be achieved by a more centralized policing. The introducing or organizing of state or community policing would be a grave mistake. As we all know, the federal police is monitored by the federal authority, while the state police will be monitored by the state governor. Handling the police force in the government. and handling police force will be handling the police force, so as in handling security agents, so that the police force will be dangerous in the eyes of an overzealous governor. It can be used by the governor to fight political oppositions. Also, state police union can be very powerful. It can take up arms to federal government. It can bring about tyranny and insecurity to a nation. After all, what is more worse than a war between two political security agents? Again, state policing can lead to division or break away of a state from the country. Governors may turn into warlords and aggressively defending their state since with the help of state police. The center becomes weak. For instance, in Nigeria, Biafrans could have easily broken away since they have a state police to defend them. Again, most states depend on monthly federal allocations. Without this, they can barely survive. Creating state police will make most states to struggle to successfully finance their state police units. Also, if governors may find it difficult to enumerate police officers, which make it more difficult for them to fund the required infrastructure facilities such as modern police station, uniforms, and weapons. But state police can lead to disagreement. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Presentation round's over. We'll take a short break. When we come back, it will be time for the rebuttals between Christabel, who you just heard, and Mercy, whom you had heard a little earlier.
Indeed. We are streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube. You do not want to miss the live stream, so you can see the action live in our studio this evening. Just go to Facebook or YouTube. I beg to differ, Nigeria Info. This is Season 7. We'll be right back.
All right. Welcome back to this very interesting debate. State policing will curb insecurity.
That's right.
Is the bone of contention between Mercy Eyitola Ajekigbe and, of course, Christabel Obianuju Kasmer.
That's right. Eyitola Mercy Ajekigbe is the motion supporter. She is 14 years old, a student of Inglewood Academy. She's an SS2, and her opposer is Kasmer Christabel Obianuju, who is 13 years old, a student of Sunmat School. She is in SS1. For this round, we will start with the motion opposer, 13-year-old Kasmer Christabel Obianuju. Your 3 minutes start now.
All protocols duly observed, I still remain Kasmer Christabel from Sunmat School, but I agree yet to rebut my opponent's point. Firstly, my opponent mentioned about familiarity, but I disagree with her because if state police, if there is too much familiarity between police and people, there's a chance of bribery. The people can bribe the police, and there's no way it can curb insecurity. Again, she also mentioned community engagement. If the police and if there is too much closeness, like I said before, it can make the police not to focus on their job, which is very bad, and can also lead to too much distraction also from the people to the police. You also mentioned Amotekun. Let me tell you. We've heard about Amotekun stopping crimes, catching criminals, doing all sorts of things. After 4 years, those crimes are back and they are doing nothing. Actually, nothing. You also said that it can bring about resources. State police needs resources. Federal police also need resources. They have resources. Like, federal police are more modern than state police. You also said that it brings about information gathering. Well, let me tell you, I disagree with you because federal police have information they can get because they are at the federal levels. As the information they can get from the federal levels because they are aware of everything they do. Thank you.
All right, then. We'll now go to Ajakibe Mercy Eyitola, who is the motion supporter. The motion is that state policing will curb insecurity. Mercy, you have 3 minutes to rebut your opponent's points, and those 3 minutes start now.
Still standing with existing protocols, I still remain Ajakibe Mercy Eyitola here to make some rebuttals to my opponent's points. Firstly, you said handling of state police by the state government will be used to fight political opposition. But you need to know that there's going to be a legal framework backing this up. And this legal framework is going to spell out what and what not the governor can do. And if the governor decides to use it to fight political opposition, the federal government will have the right to take the state police back. So why not let us give it to the state government? Why not let us give it to the state governors and let us see how they're going to use it? Then if they try to mess it up, then they're going to hand it back over to the federal government. Secondly, you said it will lead to war between two law enforcement agencies. However, you need to know that Nigeria is not the first country that is going to adopt state policing. There are lots of countries that have adopted it. Lots of heterogeneous countries like USA, China, they have different states, but there's a way they can coordinate and cooperate when it involves addressing crimes that spans multiple states. Furthermore, you said division of state from a country. However, you need to know that Nigeria is a federal country, and before any state can secede from the country, they have to go through complex patterns enable to secede, and a state cannot secede from a country except they have state police, except they have their own currency, except they are rich enough to fund themselves. And I don't think any state in Nigeria are that rich to fund themselves to afford to secede from the country. In addition, you said they won't be able to fund state police barely, and they can barely afford it. However, there are lots of ways that they can fund state police. One of the ways is tax revenue. They can collect tax like property tax and use it to fund the state police. And you need to know that a house isn't just built in one day, and it's step by step they will get there. You also said lack of infrastructure to fund their police. Like I said earlier, they're going to get there. It's step by step. And before you know it, they have it. Why don't you test them and give them the state police? Then if they can't, and I trust most of the states, if they can't afford it, they're going to return it back to the federal government. So let's give it to them first so they can cut insecurity. If they can't afford it, then they're going to give it back to the federal government. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, then.
Needs a round of applause, no doubt.
This is I Beg to Differ Season 7. You have heard the presentation and the rebuttal round. We will take another quick break, and then when we come back, we will hear the closing arguments. We are streaming live on Facebook. We are streaming live on YouTube as well. Nigeria Info, I Beg to Differ. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. A quick reminder that this debate is between two very young kids, 14 and 13. Ajakibe Mercy Eyitola is a 14-year-old SS2 student of Inglewood Academy, a Greek Ikorodu, another representative from that axis of the state, while her opponent, Casmere Christabel Obianuju, is just 13 and in SS1 Sunmat Schools.
Badakri.
Yes, remember that. Brilliant debates, okay? Some signs of youth, very young age in the debates, but it is understandable. I was not this intelligent when I was 13 or 14. I don't know. I don't remember, but I don't know. Where are you?
I was. I mean, I'm not going to lie.
We don't have any evidence.
Oh, I have evidence. I still have my certificates and my score sheets. My father kept all of those things.
Yeah, you have your score sheets, but they have their score sheets too.
I have evidence. Do you have evidence?
Do you have evidence of your debates at 13?
Well, no, I don't.
let's get back to the people with evidences.
Indeed. Okay, Lagos, it is time for the closing rounds between Ajakibe Mercy Eyitola and Casmere Christabel Obianuju. We will start this round with the motion supporter. The motion being state policing will curb insecurity. Mercy, it is time to close your case, close your argument. You have 3 minutes, and those 3 minutes start now.
Thank you, Mojito, for giving me this chance to make my closures. During the course of my opponent's rebuttals, she said federal government can allocate the resources to. However, the federal police
can allocate.
Could
you speak into your mic, please?
If you want to look into your book, you can
just bend the mic towards you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hold on. I'm going to restart your clock, okay. For that interruption. Your 3 minutes start now.
Thank you, moderator, for giving me this chance to make my closures. During the course of my opponent's rebuttal, she said the federal police can also allocate resources like the state police. However, the federal police are like a giraffe whose eyes is too far from the ground, and they can't see the local areas, and the needs of the local areas, they may not be able to see it. So they can only allocate resources to what they can see, but ignoring the local areas. Also, she said federal government have access to information and they can get it. They're aware of everything. That is actually not true. Like I said, the federal government, they are more focused. The federal police are focused in handling big issues and leaving the local areas. And since they leave the local areas, you need to know that crimes and criminality occurs more in the local area. That's why we need state police to come into the local area and help to eradicate this crime and also prevent crimes in the local area. Now, I'd like to give some points in favor of me. Also, they undergo specialized training. State police can undergo specialized training to address specific challenges that is prevalent in their areas. States with maritime activities like Bayelsa can train their police to combat piracy effectively. Also, crisis management expertise. State police can develop expertise in handling local crises such as natural disasters and communal clashes. In addition, enhances public safety campaigns. State police can launch targeted public safety campaigns to raise awareness about security threats that is prevalent in their areas. Furthermore, focus on preventive measures. State police can prioritize preventive measures by such as community outreach and education, teaching, addressing the underlying causes of crime. Lastly, localized intelligence analysis. State police can analyze intelligence data specific to their areas, leading to more crime prevention strategies. You also need to know that there are lots of countries that have adopted it. So why can't we adopt it? We need to adopt state police to curb insecurity in our nation. And there is no money that is going to be wasted for security of people. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
She rests her case. And it deserves a warm round of applause, no doubt.
That's right. We will now give Christabel Obianeju 3 minutes to rest her argument as well. Christabel, your 3 minutes start now.
Our press calls duly observed. I still remain Kasma Christopher from Summers Kubarigiye to conclude my debate. Former President Buhari, in the said interview, had objected to the idea of state police. On the grounds that the state do not have the financial resources to service a state security outfit. It buttresses this point with the tension that between state government and local government executive on the management of federating limits. More so, state police can lead to disagreement between revenues of each state. For instance, in Nigeria, some states like Lagos, Rivers, FCT, and so on, who are richly endowed, can be able to effectively fund state police. But some states with low revenues may struggle to fund their state police. Again, there is likelihood of conflict of jurisdiction between states, especially when the conflicting states are ruled by different political party or governors who are enemies. This can lead to insecurity or crisis between states. Also, state police can lead to diversion of criminals and criminality from one state to another. If a particular state outfit is strong, efficient and effective criminals tend to migrate to a state with weak state policing. Furthermore, the creation of state police can lead to anarchy. For instance, in a diverse multi-ethnic or religious society like Nigeria, state police can lead to tribalism or make it stronger. Thank you.
All right then.
And so the eagles have landed. The arguments are over. And Kasmia Christabel Obianeju, who you just heard, has done her bit. So has Ajayi-Igbe Mercy Eyitola, who was the opposer of the topic for this debate. State policing will curb insecurity. The judges will determine who was the better debater. In the meantime, we'll take a quick break while we let them do their thing. When we come back, well, we will wrap up this whole debate session for this first hour. Stay with
That's
us.
Right. Welcome back. This is I Beg to Differ Season 7. Both debaters, Ajayi-Igbe Mercy Eyitola, who is 14 years old, a student of Inglewood Academy, and Kasmia Christabel Obianuju, a 13-year-old student of Sunmat Schools in SS1, have debated the topic. State policing will curb insecurity. We've heard the presentation, the rebuttal, and we have also heard the closing rounds. It is now up to the judges to decide who advances to the quarterfinals of this debate. And we should also use this opportunity to inform you that going into the quarterfinals, the debaters will now pick their topics before they go. The topics for the quarterfinal, will now pick the side that they will debate, their positions, before the quarterfinal. That means that whoever advances, okay, whoever wins this debate will pick a side.
Before going.
And then the winner of the next debate will automatically have the side that has been left. That gives you both enough time to prepare for your side of the topic.
For the benefit of fairness, after this first hour, when the two debaters of the second hour come in, you will be standing by so that the positions are picked.
That's right.
In the presence of both of you. Is that clear? All right, that done. Do we have the judges' scorecard?
We're waiting for the judges to send in the scorecards. But just a few notes to make. Eyitola, pay attention to subject-verb agreement, okay? When you're referring to nouns that are more than one, you must use a plural verb. For instance, you said challenges that are. You said challenges that is instead of challenges that are. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Okay, you said eyes is. It's supposed to be eyes are, okay? So when using the plural of a verb, a plural noun, when you're referring to more than one thing or one person, you must use the plural verb, okay? You must go back, pay attention to your subject-verb agreements, the rule of subject-verb agreements going forward, okay? And also, I'd also like for you to pay attention to your adjectives, especially in the comparative case. It is closer, not more closer. Closer is already in the comparative case. Okay? You do not need to say more closer because that is double comparative and it's weird. Okay? It is closer. Close, closer, closest. Not close, more closer, most closest. Do you understand?
And
pay
attention
to that.
And if you wish to express degree of the closeness, you can say much
closer.
Much closer.
Exactly.
Not more closer.
Not more closer, okay? And to Christabel, it is you mentioned that, not mentioned about. When you said mentioned about, it is mentioned. When you say mention, the verb is transitive, so it is taking a direct object. Do you understand?
Yeah, you're trying not to sound too academic.
Exactly,
eh?
I'm trying not to. But you say mention, when you mention something, it is direct. You mentioned that so-and-so-and-so-and-so-and-so, not you mentioned about so-and-so-and-so. Do you understand? But you can say you talked about, okay, but not mentioned that, not mentioned about, rather. You say mention that. When you use mention, you state exactly what has been mentioned without using about. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Fantastic.
And just to add, you need to aim for a smoother flow.
That's
if
right.
You do progress. I know that some of it might have to do with recall capabilities. I know you are young. I know you are only 13, and you would get better as you grow. But always always try to focus on your main points so that you are not needlessly repetitive in trying to reel out your points. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's right. It's also zealous, overzealous, not zealous, okay? Mm-hmm. Zealous, not zealous. The results are in. It is time to decide who advances to the quarterfinal. Should I start?
Yes, fine.
I mean, they say ladies first,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Okay, Lagos. We will start with Judge Ufoma's scorecard.
Who has decided Christabel is Chris Table?
I just saw that as well. Anyway, for the presentation round, Ufoma awards 23 points to 9.5 points in favor of Mercy. For rebuttals, Mercy is awarded 8 points. Christabel gets 3.5 points. For closing, Mercy gets 12 points. Christabel gets 9 points. For style, Mercy is awarded 7 points and Christabel 4 points. With a total of 50 for Mercy, and Christabel gets 26 points in total.
That's a hefty difference
indeed.
I'll go to the chief judge's scorecard now. Dr. Chike Ngadije. For the presentation rounds, Mercy 20.5 points, Christabel 5.5 points. For the rebuttal rounds, Mercy 7 points, Christabel 2.5 points. For the closing rounds, Mercy 8 points, Christabel 9 points. For style, Mercy 7 points, Christabel 5 points. For a total of 42.5 points to Ajekigbe Mercy Eyitola and 22 points to Casimir Christabel Obianoju.
And now we come to Judge Ishima's scorecard. She awards 7 points to Mercy and 4 points to Christabel for style. For presentation, 19 points to Mercy and 6 points to Christabel. For rebuttals, 8 points to Mercy, 3 points to Christabel. And for closing, 8 points again to Mercy and 5 points to Christabel, with a total of 42 to 18 points in favor of Mercy.
Mercy is clearly in the lead, but there's one more scorecard to check. It's a scorecard of Judge Ama Ekove. For the presentation rounds, Mercy 22.5 points, Christabel 6 points. Rebuttal rounds, Mercy 8.5 points, Christabel 4.5 points. For the closing rounds, 10 apiece between Mercy and Christabel. For style, Mercy 6 points, Christabel 3 points. For a total of 47 points to Ajekigbe Mercy Eyitola and 23.5 points to Casimir Christabel Obianoju.
Indeed, we have a clear winner with a total of 179.5 points to 89.5 points, advancing to the quarterfinal. The first contestant to advance to the quarterfinal is 14-year-old Ajekigbe Mercy Eyitola. Congratulations to you.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Mercy.
Christabel, you can always come back. You know that, right? You're in SS1. You're 13 years old. So you have time. That is one thing that you have. So we look forward to having your entry, to seeing your entry in the next season.
Which will be inside of September.
Yes. Okay. I hope that you make it. I will look out for you. And I hope that you send in your entry. Because if at first you don't succeed, you try and you try again. Okay? Congratulations once more. Mercy, here is your topic for the... Oh, okay. I thought I brought it, but you will get it on your way out, okay?
What's your birth date, Mercy?
That's Christabel.
I mean Christabel, sorry.
June.
So in June, you will be 14.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
So when we see you towards the end of the year, if you send your entries, you'll be 14 years old, a little more grown, and a little more mature, and a little more experience. Huh? That'll be something to look forward to.
Maybe a little less anxious.
Yeah. Yes. Some of it comes with growth and experience.
Indeed.
Okay. So well done for what you have done. Don't worry. You got time. Okay? We look forward to seeing you again.
Yes. Mrs. Oboli says, good afternoon, esteemed panel of judges, moderators, contestants, and the listening audience home and abroad. Today's debate has been no doubt a heated argument, and the two lovely girls have done justice to the topic, undoubtedly. Mercy, I love your clarity and the assertive manner you doled out your points. Your stage presence and delivery are quite overwhelming. To Christabel, on the other hand, you've got what it takes, but I want you to put away timidity and build your confidence. You've got a lot in you. Please let it show. Best of luck to both of you. Our moderators will give you the guidance needed for the next round. Use those tips and bring your A game to the next competition. Thanks to all our partners. May your businesses flourish. Lots of love to everyone in the studio. I'm typing from the bus. Oh, Mrs. Oboli, thank you so much for sharing that message. Let's see if we have time for a few calls.
We've run almost entirely out of time.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see if we can take that, because we seem to have lost a message that we're supposed to pass across. But let's see if we can take a couple before we hit the hour.
Hello. Oh, dear. Let's see. Collins from Agege says, good work, Nigeria Info. Thank you very much. This one says, good evening, everyone. Section 214 of the 1999 Constitution reads, there shall be a police force for Nigeria, which shall be known as the Nigeria Police Force. And subject to the provision of this section, no other police force shall be established for the Federation or any part thereof. They both tried, but So federal police are giraffes. May the best debater win. Dotun from Ipaja with that one.
Just to add that Christabel did refer to that provision of the Constitution.
In
her opening comment. So thank you for pointing it out. If you had caught it, Christabel had referred to it.
And then this one says, oh, God have mercy. These children are blazing. Indeed.
Yeah.
Can we squeeze in one call?
Maybe. Okay. Let's do it.
Just one, perhaps. Hello, are you there?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Yes. I want to congratulate the beautiful girls for their intelligent debate. Mercy, congratulations. But Kasmere, please, you tried so much, but avoid stage fright. Okay? Avoid reputation. Take one word at a time, all right? Congratulations and best of luck next time.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Just this one for the road. Good evening. Tunde from Ekpe. They both tried, but they should try to listen to previous debates on the radio station. This will help them better. They should keep it up and always be prepared. I'm totally in support of your new rules. It is an excellent development. All right. We got to go. Mercy didn't have Mercy at all. Christabel has three chances to come
if she
presses. That's Patrick Abel from Ogba. Yes. Plenty of time. Even Mercy as well.
Okay.
We need to take a break. Reconciliation and compliance. Please help us reload as we go for that break. When we come back, we will go into the second hour of today's debate. Stay with us.